from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the FBI is working with colleges to warn of anti-Semitic threats of violence. That comes as campus protests pop up across the country over the Israel-Hamas war, including at Princeton University Thursday morning, where two graduate students were arrested for trespassing. FBI Director Christopher Wray told NBC News the agency doesn't directly track university protests, but is giving schools information to deal with potential threats. Meantime, in Camden County, one of the organizers of the now-canceled pro-Palestinian walkout at Eastern Regional High School in Voorhees told CBS Philadelphia he and other organizers were not part of the discussion to cancel the walkout, contrary to what the district said. Ash Tavares said he and others have nothing against Judaism and will still walk out as planned on Friday. When it comes down to it, maybe more New Jerseyans put road maintenance ahead of environmental initiatives. A new FDU poll asks Jersey residents about a new law that, on top of increasing the state's gas tax, creates a yearly $250 fee for electric vehicle owners.
Overall, 65% of New Jersey voters say that they support the additional fees on electric vehicles, and only 29% are opposed.
And poll director Dan Cassino says Democrats are a little less likely to support the fee, but it still has the support of strong majorities in both parties. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Stocks closed lower on worries about a potentially toxic cocktail for financial markets, one where inflation remains stubbornly high, but the economy's growth lags. Treasury yields climbed after the government reported that inflation remained hotter than forecast during the first 3 months of the year. The economy's growth also slowed more than expected. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 375 points. Leaking water heater, clogged toilet, or your heating system not working? You'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service, 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com. And NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will it warm up for the weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.